We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
There was hostility to this movement, like it was contrary to the basic philosophy of what art should be, abstract expressionism, all about the life of the internal life of the artist, right? His turmoil, his anxiety, his stress, his alienation. That's what the arts were supposed to be about.
DJ DY3.
Supported the avant-garde, and he just raised the consciousness of everybody around him as how enjoyable art can be.
Hearing colors.
My focus, and the focus at the time, was about beauty, about the work of stunning originality, of great color harmony or great color acidity, depending on the work. But it was all about making statements of great ambition and making statements that cohered in a philosophical way with an optimistic view of the world.
You are now listening to Hearing Color Radio on WYXR 91.7 with DJ DY3.
water. Dripping like water. Dripping like water. Dripping like water.
Make me sweat. Make me hotter.
How you doing tonight, Memphis? You're listening to Hearing Colors Radio on 91.7. I hope you're having a good night tonight. We got a special surprise for you. Ante will be playing a live set. So, yeah, it's going to go on around 11:30. So just sit back, man. We got a lot of good music. We're going to do a little interview of him, get to know him a little bit. But until then, just kick back and enjoy.
Your love is a one and I'm too young. It goes on and on and on. You are listening to the sounds of DJ DY3.
Everything about you, your smile, your style, so fly, I can't deny, I got a crush on you, and that's true, and I'm digging you, you make me believe, your love is one of me, it goes
here I come.
You're hearing colors. Yo, shout out to friends that share music with you. Big shout out to Cher for sharing this song. Friends that share music with you are important. Appreciate them. Yo. Thank you for vibing out. Yo, that's been some really good music going on. Now we're leading into the interview session with Ante. Man, this man has been a big help for me. Every time I go up into, I ain't not gonna put them out there, but he works in the music business. He's always helping me out there. We ain't giving no free advertisement today. Not today we ain't. But yo, this man always helps me out. If I ever have any questions, man, he's the man to go to. So, Ante, man, how you feeling tonight, bro?
Yo, bro, what's good? What's good? What's good? DY3, I appreciate you for having me on, bro.
Yeah, for sure, bro. So, man, what do you, What do you do, man? Explain a little bit what you do.
So, as he said, my name's Ante. I am a producer. I'm a musician. I'm an instructor. I am a music business. Anything music business, I'm what I call a musical conglomerate, so to speak. But anything music, man, I've done music publishing, intern stuff. I teach. I play instruments. I produce. I do sound design, film scoring. You know, you name it. So. Yeah. Everything music, man. I'm just immersed in it all. So.
And you was a part of the Memphis exchange thing? You went to like Canada and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. So last year, I joined a good friend of mine's, Jordan Occasionally. Shout out to her. We, courtesy of Music Export Memphis, we were able to go out to North by Northeast Festival in Toronto,
yeah.
Canada last year. And we did our thing. It was dope.
Man, I bet you that was an experience, man. Canada.
Man, understatement. Yeah. It was amazing. The scenery, the music was dope. The other artists, there was a lineup of other artists that joined us, too. And I actually played for two artists, Jordan and Cameron Bethany. So shout out to him, too. Don't let me forget him. Yeah. Shout out to Cam. Yeah, we went up. We did our thing, man. We got the vibe out. We got to see the city. And it was dope all around.
Hell yeah. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. So, you know... on Hearing Colors Radio, we talk about art, we talk about music. I think really anything that is creation, anything that is made is art. And, you know, you're a musician, and I just really wanted to get you on the show. So so the people get to know you more, man. What's your origin story?
You know, I like talking about this. You know, when I first started out in music, I actually, music at that time wasn't a lifelong dream for me, you know, transparently speaking. You know, I started out typical band kid. I was going to Colonial Middle, started out the band program there. I had to choose, you know, if anybody knows Colonial, you know, that's an optional school. So if you're not in a district, I don't know how it is then, but then we had to choose an optional performing arts program. And initially I was going to go into creative writing. I'm a pretty good writer. I just don't like writing, but I got into music and band because I knew I wanted to play drums, and it just so happened I got in playing percussion. And I was also playing sports. I was big on sports, and that's why I said what I said at the beginning. So I was kind of, you know, borderline nonchalant about music at first. But, you know, I started, like, getting All-West and All-State recognition early on. And, you know, I was like, what are these things, you know, when I first started out? And then I started, you know, it got to a point once I got to Overton High School that I had to choose between the two. And so I dropped sports. I dropped basketball, which is my thing, and, you know, I stuck to music. You know, got into the music program at Overton Jazz program, and I got immersed in that program and being around all those, you know, my friends and peers that were joining us there and just seeing, you know, everything that they were doing. I was like, I wanted to do it too, you know. So that's kind of where I got started. And, you know, I got into my undergrad at the University of Memphis, graduated with a music business degree, and, you know, just kind of went from there. So
you've always been like doing keys and things like that?
Man, yeah, I started out playing percussion, actually.
Okay.
And, you know, if anybody knows percussion is pretty much, I say percussion is anything you can hit.
Yeah.
It's anything, you know, percuss literally means to strike.
Okay.
So anything, you know, mallet percussion, timpanis, you know, drums, all that good stuff, you know, that's what I started out at. And it kind of goes hand in hand with piano. So I kind of just picked up piano along the way. We always had a keyboard in the house.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I just started out learning, you know, different songs early on, and, you know, just kind of picked up keys along the way and started taking it serious and, you know, started gigging once I got to the University of Memphis. So, and it's been working out for me, so I've been sticking to it.
Yeah, so you're an alumni of U of M, huh?
I am, yeah. Spring, May 2021.
Wow, congrats.
Shout out 2021. Appreciate that, man.
That's a big deal, man.
I tell people I'm still fresh out. I'm still celebrating.
Yeah, yeah. The celebration don't end.
Yeah.
I feel sure. That. The celebration don't end. Man, so what are some of your inspirations that inspire you, like, to create music, you know what I mean?
Man, that's a good question. You know, for me, music is eat, you know, drink and sleep is an understatement. For music, for me, like, every day, I'm always listening to something. So, you know, the top thing for me is just I'm always exposed to so many different genres and styles of music. I'm listening to music all day. Like, I got a playlist for every single part of the day.
Wow.
If it's cleaning, if it's driving, if it's taking out the trash.
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing.
Yeah. But, you got a playlist.
No, I got a playlist for everything, bro. I listen to so much music, and I think that's what inspires me most is just because I listen to so many different sounds from, you know, jazz to R&B to neo-soul, hip-hop, funk, gospel even, contemporary, classical even, you know, everything. You know, it's being exposed to all those different styles of music just kind of shapes my sound and what I do, and really just the therapy of it. Like, it's so therapeutic.
Yeah.
You know, getting away from the norm and the mundane life of just, you know, going through the days and, you know, going to work. Like, to escape for me is to do music. Wow. So it's just natural to
me. That's cool.
So
that's cool. So if you had like an artist or genre or something, what is your go-to when you're listening to music?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and I listen to so much music that it's such a hard question when I get asked. But man, I'll say this, you know, when I started taking music seriously, I started taking music seriously beforehand, but once I got into the jazz program at Overton, anybody that knows music knows once you get into jazz just opens you up to everything, because jazz literally teaches it. You are forced to learn the blueprint and the fundamentals of music to play jazz, to improvise. And so jazz just, like, you know, it opens you up to so many different things. So jazz is the root of, you know, where I started out in music. And then, you know, everything from hip hop to R&B, you know, all the genres that we have today is, you know, is inspired by jazz,
sure.
And a lot
for
of the
sure.
early genres around it. But, you know, as far as an artist that, you know, I could choose so many different artists. I could choose so many different artists, man. That's a hard question.
Well, we're not gonna, you know.
I can name a few, you know.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll name a few that I've been listening to lately. It's Maxwell, not the Maxwell, but, you know, most people know Maxwell, the neo soul artist Maxwell. But I'm talking about producer Maxwell. His name's spelled MXXWLL.
Okay.
Been really inspired by his sound. He's got a really electronic bass sound, but he's influencing jazz, electronic, R&B, all that good stuff. So.
Nice.
I've been digging his sound, and that's, you know, artists like him are helping. They're bringing along the roots of where music kind of started in, and then pushing, you know, also pushing music towards the future too. So
yeah, for
that's
sure.
one music. That's one artist I'll name off bat, you know. But it, like
so
I said,
is he
so
like
many
a SoundCloud
artists.
Or is he pretty big? And he's on
he's
Apple
pretty
music?
Big. Yeah. He's Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, check them out, bro.
Yeah, I like new sounds, especially like electronic sounds.
Most
you know,
definitely,
more
yeah.
experimental sounds. Yeah, for sure, man. So I'm just gonna end it off with this last question, man. You know, a lot of people listening, and people always have that question, like, you know, like how to get involved or how to like really get into the music industry, and like, could you like spit some words of wisdom to like people that might be interested in trying to get into like the music industry?
Oh yeah, most definitely. If I could say anything, man, I'll say just stay inspired, stay immersed. Like if it's something that you are really, really passionate about, it'll come natural to you. So stay immersed. And what I mean by that is just constantly, you know, be open to learning. Like, you know, it's so many distractions nowadays too. You know, you got social media, you got everything that's going on in society today. You know, even with social media, like, you got people that, you know, you see that are people that you aspire to be like. You know, of course we want to be ourselves at the end of the day, but you know, if you're on social media, you see people, you know, where you want to be, and you see the things they got. Man, take time to simply just go and look at an interview, watch them talk. You know, see some of the things that they do, that they incorporated during their journey coming up, and see how you can, you know, use that, utilize that to help yourself. And just, man, stay inspired, stay addicted to the journey. I say that a lot. That's something that I'm definitely fastidious about, staying, you know, addicted to the journey. You know, we can get so easily caught up in where we want to be, the end goal. But man, when you stay addicted to the journey, it's only inevitable, you know, that something that you really want is going to happen for you at
for
some
sure.
point. So stay passionate, you know, stay driven, you know, don't let adversity or, you know, what people, you know, say to you, you know, that'll kind of oppose what you want to do, deter you from doing what you want to do, man. Just stay focused.
Yeah, that means a lot for sure, man. Staying focused and, like you're saying, addicted to the journey.
Yeah, addicted to the journey, addicted to the process. I say that a lot. I say that to my students that I teach too, man. Because, it's like I said, it's easy to get caught up in where you want to be. And you'll find yourself sometimes, like, just you know, kind of, daydreaming mm-hmm. and just but take that energy that, you know, when you think about that, take that energy anytime I think like that, because I'm the type of person, like if I get, you know, if I sit down too long and I'm thinking about that, I'm like, you know, I kind of feel bad about myself. I'll take that energy and put it into something that's going to get me there. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense, y'all. Taking that kind of like negative energy and turning it into positive energy.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So you're going to perform live tonight. So what are you performing with, man? What are you going
to
do?
I am, man. I kind of want to leave it up to surprise, but I'll just say this. You know, I got some original music that I'm going to perform.
And what you playing with? You brought your keyboard in? What's the gear?
Oh, yeah. I got my little setup, man. If anybody's seen me live, you know, I bring the studio to the stage. So I got my MIDI keyboard. I got my live looper. I got my computer and my interface, and, you know, we're just going to vibe out. I'm going to do some original stuff, some unreleased stuff. I'm going to do some stuff that you even recognize. So, you know, we're just going to get into it.
Well, yeah, let's go ahead and get on into it, y'all.
Okay.
We're going to play a little bit of music in between, and then we're going to get into it. Listen to the sounds of Ante playing live here at WYXR 91.7. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to Hearing Color Radio. Thank you. are now listening to Hearing Color Radio.
I can't tell where mine is.
listen to the sounds of Avante. We've been in the studio just grooving out tonight. Coming up next, we got Bill Allen with Groove Tune. Really appreciate you listening to the sounds, hearing colors. Thank you for tuning in to 91.7 WYXR. You can always listen back to old radio shows on WYXR.org. But yes, have a good night.